Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Thursday, September 26th, 2019. So today we'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted for the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. So I remember when I was a kid, this was a favorite children's passage and VBS passage that we would talk about all week, because it's the armor of God, and we can all kind of relate to what armor looks like. And I even had some people teach it with, like, you know, football pads and helmet. And so I think we may have seen this idea of the armor of God before, but there's a couple things I want to note. First of all is that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And I think in this world, sometimes we really do believe our battle is against other people. But really, there is good and there is evil, and there are dark forces in the world. There are powers and principalities at work. There are systems that keep people on the margins. There are all kinds of evil and powerful systems at work in our world. And really, our battle isn't against the people that we encounter, but it's against those kinds of things. The second thing I think is that there is an idea in the Christian life that we need to put on some things and we need to take off some other things. So it's pretty clear in all of Paul's writings that there's this idea of clothing yourself with righteousness. There's an idea that there are some things we need to put on and there are some things that we need to take off. In other words, we need to rid ourselves of the sinful habits and patterns that we have walked in before, because those things bring death in our lives. So the lying and the gossip and the slandering and the sexual immorality, these kinds of things that Paul lists very often in his letters. And so there's definitely a sense in which this armor of God is something we put on. I think we've read this passage before, actually, on a morning meditation. I'm just following this year-long reading, and for some reason I've noticed there's some that show up a couple times. But today I want us to think more than just each individual piece. Think about the idea of putting on a new way of living. And so the idea is we're battling against evil in the world. We're battling against the principalities and powers in the world, and not against the people in the world, the people that we meet at work or at school or in the marketplace. But we're trying to resist the evil that kind of has its hold on the world. And so there are some definite things we should do. We should have the belt of truth. We should speak truth. We should have righteousness. In other words, right relationship with God. That's kind of the breastplate. It's kind of what protects us, the vital organs, living right with God. Peace is another thing we should put on. Shield of faith, so we should put on faith. And then salvation, obviously, is at the head. Ultimately is the gift that Christ brings to us through his life and death and resurrection is salvation. And then finally, the last thing that you've heard talked about a lot is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Well, the Word of God is what penetrates, it pierces people's hearts and souls and lives. And it's not necessarily our responsibility to fix people, if you will, but it's our responsibility to proclaim the truth and the Word of God and let the Word of God do its own work on people. And so so today I wonder if there are some things maybe we need to take off. I was at a conference this week and the guy said something that kind of hit me between the eyes. It was, you know, cynicism and sarcasm are not fruit of the Spirit. And those are the two that I tend to fall back to when I get frustrated, when I get stressed, when I get overwhelmed. And so I think that we need to realize that some of those things, there's a time and a place for sarcasm and humor, I think. But to continually be cynical or sarcastic about life and about the world seems to be maybe something we should take off. And then we should put on some of these other things. So today, maybe you could think about, what is it that I need to take off? What are some attitudes, some habits, some things that aren't bringing life to my living? And then what is it that Christ might have me put on, like truth, a right relationship with God and others, peacemaking, and receiving that gift of salvation by grace through faith in Christ. These are some things that we're definitely supposed to put on. In fact, they kind of stand as our armor against the powers and principalities that we might encounter in our world today. That's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.